Put your hands together and welcome your very own Dunstable Town Podcast. So you join us here at McMullen Park, where unfortunately ends Real Bedford 5, Dunstable Town 1. Joe, what's your thoughts?
I firstly have to give a bit of credit to my lads after a real tough week. You know, 4 games in 7 days. This is the hardest one you're going to play all season. We didn't throw it in. We kept going. They're better than us. Let's not beat around the bush. They're better than us all over the pitch, from goalkeeper to front players to their bench. They're stronger than we are. And I can take that on the chin when you watch players that work hard. The disappointing thing for me today was we were in it and then out of it very quickly. So we came with a game plan. If you go and press these high up the pitch, especially after the week we've had, listen, they'll pick you off, they'll pull you apart, and you'll get ripped to smithereens. Mm. You will. You know, these are cast iron facts and cast iron certainties. So what we did is we decided to operate a bit more with a mid block. And by and large, frustrated them. They had a lot of possession around the outside of us. We got good support in and around their players when they got on the ball, so there was always pressure on it, pressure on the inside, pressure behind, pressure from the front. The disappointing thing was we had quite a few moments, and when you come here, when you're going to play with that sort of mid block or mid press, whatever you want to call it, when you get your moments, you've got to take them. And we had one early where we got in, and it's a pullback that ends up injuring Sean Emmanuel. Yeah. Should do better with that. We then see the referee blow and we think, oh, it's a penalty, and then it's a free kick to them. I didn't see it, to be fair. And when you get those moments, you have to make sure that you take them. And then we've had a couple of others. There was one we've pinched middle of the half, and then, to be fair, we've slid Kelvin, and Kelvin doesn't see the recovering defender, so we nearly get it. But let's be honest, they're always going to dominate the ball against you. And the thing for us was just stay in it. And I said that, you know, they've got when your luck's not in, it's not in. And the lads tried a little, it's like a little Bergkamp sort of turn, mm-hmm. and it's ricocheted about 5 times, and it just lands to him. Mm-hmm. And that sometimes, unfortunately, is synonymous with where you are. And to be fair, it's a very calm and composed finish. But then the message from us on the sideline was just make sure whatever happens, stay in it till half time. Stay in it at one, stay in it at one. And then the second one, he's ball's been struck from the outside. We haven't got out to put pressure on the shot, which one of the big things I said to him is, you know, when you play with a mid block, you're playing with a mid block to make sure you're compact. You've got compact depth and compact through your units. But when you get in and around your last third, you've got to get tight pressure. You've got to be touch tight. You've got to be so close you can see how many fillings the lad's got in his mouth, you know. And we weren't. And in the end, it's ricocheted. Harry's got to clear it, and he's sort of, it's an unbelievable assist. Not his fault. He's lost his footing. He's tried to clear it and it's lifted. And look, I think it's Evan scores. He don't miss those. No. And then it's 2-0. It's like, come on, come on, come on, stay in it. And then, unfortunately, you know, it's 3-0 right on the stroke of half time. And that's why I got really irritated a little bit. Well, I say really irritated. I was disappointed more than irritated, because then at 3, it's game over. You ain't coming back at 3. Not here. You'll do well to come back at 2, never mind 3. And the third one, what's happened is the centre forward's done it all game. They bring players, they drop into pockets, they want to bring you out, and then they get runners from midfield. And I think the lad Jones is it. Mm-hmm. He's made a run. He's got in between Ethan and Ricardo. Still got work to do, and it's a good finish. Mm. It's a good finish. So, you know, second half, we then have to make a tweak. We have to put a little bit more pressure on them high up the pitch. We have to go and ask questions of them. We have to make them defend. We came up really bright. Tolu's hit one. I don't know how close it was. You guys were closer. Yeah, but it was a statement of intent. And you think, okay. And then we get ourselves back into it at 3-1. You think, well, okay, let's see where we sort of go. I think it was 3-1, was it?
4-1.
4-1. Sorry, yeah. Sorry. They get the fourth. Yeah. The fourth again is it's a disappointing goal, yeah. Isn't it? You know, it's a disappointment. Like I said today, no disrespect to Real Bedford. Their actual best were to play today. Haven't resulted in goals. Mm. But how many saves has Sean made?
Not many. Yeah, not needed to. Yeah.
Yeah, and he hasn't. And look, we've been beat 5-1 by a team that's comfortably miles better than us. And you have to congratulate Real Bedford. I'm not coming here going, oh, the referees cost us, or, oh, if only that. Look, they were better than us from the first minute. They dominate the ball. They circulate the ball. They've got a lot of very good technical players. They move you around. They've got good rotations in the right areas of the pitch. I can have a go at people for that. Sometimes you are bested. And unfortunately, we look dead on our feet, but we never threw it in. We never had a... We never went under. We didn't have players quit. They kept going. I kept going. Mm-hmm. You know, I was more exhausted in the last 10 minutes than probably they were. But that's because you stay on it. You know, wasn't anything today. I can't sit here and go, you know, oh, this. I can't point fingers. It was some bad goals at bad times. But when you come here, or when you play Real Bedford, and when you play those types of teams, you have to play really well on the day. When you get your moments from set pieces, which Alfie Osborne's got a terrific header for us, when you get those moments, like the one where you look at the lad, the goalkeeper McGregor, tips one over the bar, which nearly goes in, you know, from an in-swinging cross, you have to take those, and you can't gift goals. You can't. Against these, they will punish you. But they played some really good stuff, lots of intricacies. We've got to do a little bit better at leaving what I call the crime scene. So today, we won the ball back, and then we just lacked a little bit of composure. But we kept getting caught in the same vicinity, and it's one of my pet hates. It's when you win possession, leave the crime scene. Don't hang around there, because they will counter pressure, and they've done that really well today. And look, Rob's assembled a fantastic group. They play a really good brand. They are miles ahead of where we are at the moment, and we need to accept that. We need to take that one on the chin. I'm not going to go home and cry tonight, because I hate losing, and I hate standing here talking about us having a go. But we were comprehensively beaten by a side that's far superior to us, and you have to acknowledge that. And like I said, they play it the right way, they play in the right spirit, they're not falling over on the floor trying to win free kicks. We just have to be better. That's all we have to be, mate. And today, unfortunately, you know, big moments, unfortunately, we got punished, and some of them look knackered, and that's to be expected. You know, you're 4 games in 7 days. I'm just glad we've got 7 days off now till MK Irish are in town next week, and we've got to keep going. We've got a lot of games coming up at home that we've got to make sure we convert into points. So, not a disaster. It's not a crisis. I can't thank anybody. Can't thank everybody enough for coming over today. It was a really good support base. The lads had a right go, but we just aren't as good as them. Yeah. Simple as that.
Well, it's commendable. I thought the fact that we were still making our goalkeeper work even in the 90th minute. As I say, 7 days into our next game. Hopefully, get some rest in the legs. Obviously, a nice easy game next against MK Irish.
Of course, and like anything, I think very similar to here. That MK Irish play a very good brand. They're another one that commit runners forward. Hopefully, we'll be a little fresher for them. But they've got players that will hurt you. You know, what we have to look at the moment is we've seen what the top two look like, what the top two need to look like in terms of if you're going to have a serious push at it. We've been, for a variety of reasons, we can talk all day long about the excuses, entitlements, what we haven't done well as a management team. You know, I'll bore you all day long with that. That'll take us into the early hours. But it does get tougher. But we'll have Joe Sellers-West back, we think, which is a big plus because he looks after the ball, he gets you up. We don't know the extent of where Sean Emmanuel is. We haven't then got to worry about patching people up. We've got a lot of people fighting for opportunities. But at the moment, what we need to do is get back-to-back-to-back performances from certain players. We've got James Lowder that will be back. You know, we've had to push him and accelerate him a little bit more. But we need to play with intensity next week. We need to play with effort. You're right, we have kept going till the end. And it's very hard sometimes when you've had a good chasing and you're 5-1 down, you think, what am I doing it for? Well, you've got air in your lungs, you fight. And we kept going, and I can't fault the players for that. You know, we've had a little chat there about things that we need to do better, but now's not the time to go in and have a grand inquisition, because they no one likes losing. I despise losing. I hate getting beat, but I'm philosophical with the defeat, because this isn't an Owlsey town.
No,
it's not an Owlsey town where we chucked it in. That's not happened. We've been bested by a side that is a long way ahead of us at the moment. They've, you know, if you looked at their squad 1 to 16, every one of those would easily playing our team, and that's the truth. You know, they for me are them and Irish are by far the best Spartan sides I've seen.
Yeah,
and that's some doing, because at Leighton Town were excellent last year and rightfully won the league. You know, no fault. Risborough the year before were very good. What these two sides do is they move the ball very well. They've got good athleticism. They're agile, and they throw bodies forward. To be fair to them. But if anybody thinks that we're going to sit there now and wait for next Saturday and take our medicine again, no. We need to be a lot better against Irish, because we've had two pastings off them this year, and we certainly don't want another one next week. So just got to keep going, mate. As I said, I'm disappointed, I'm frustrated. Spoke to them there about, you know, as a club we need to give more back off the field. You know, we just had a little chat with them about the darts next week. I'll talk to you off camera about my suggestion if numbers don't improve, because, you know, we're a fantastic club backed by our supporters, probably undeservedly this year. You know, if you look at results and look how well we still travel, our supporters have been fantastic. We've got to give a little bit more back to them, including next week at the darts. And, you know, I've never played darts before, so I'm sure, depending on how the result goes on Saturday, I might be a bit dangerous with the darts. But, yeah, we, like I said, support again today. Everyone got behind the lads. We didn't have people getting on people's cases. And it's been a tough week. Some little hot lows, some good highs. But we probably, if you look over the course of a season, consistency, form, loads of different things, we're probably in the right position. The league don't lie over the course of 38 games, and that's the big thing. So I'd like to get a consistent group for next week, but we'll see how things play out over the course of the week, mate.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Joe.
No, thank you, mate.
So once again, as I say, unfortunately it's another defeat for the Blues, where we lose 5-1, but we go again next Saturday against MK Irish. As Joe says, it's also a darts night, still tickets available for that. So in the meantime, up the mighty Blues.